They're holding a garage sale Thursday through Saturday next week. But this Saturday and Tuesday and Wednesday, you can drop off donations at the Sandpoint Area Seniors Garage. That is at, 820 Main Street. And they're accepting donations this Saturday, July 8th, Tuesday, July the 11th, Wednesday, July 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. And all of the proceeds go to the Sandpoint Area Seniors Programs for the community elders, the elders in our community. And the garage sale then is going to be the 13th through the 15th, next Thursday through Saturday, 9 to 3 p.m. But let's get a bunch of stuff, and I'm sure that we all have stuff that we can take over, because Sandpoint Area Seniors is one of many organizations that are improving the quality of life for North Idahoans, but particularly the elders in our community. So let's take our stuff over there this Saturday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That is from 1 to 4 p.m. at 820 Main Street.
820 Main. Okay. I've got some upcoming events for this weekend. Now, the big one, the headline here is the Sandpoint, the annual 15th annual Sandpoint Boat Show. It drops anchor in Sandpoint Marina from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, July 8th, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, July 9th. It is the city boardwalk on Sand Creek. You can view wooden boats, enjoy water-themed activities and contests, and much more. Sponsored by the Inland Empire Antique and Classic Boat Society. Plus, local and regional brews, and enjoy a festive block party during the 4th annual Sandpoint Beer Fest, going on from noon to 5 p.m. Also, it's on Saturday, July 8th at Trinity at City Beach, right down there by City Beach.
Those wooden boats are just a sight to behold. They're sort of like those old wooden station wagons. Uh-huh. They speak to a time in the past. I don't know if they make them anymore, but boy, they were just gorgeous. I mean, the ones I've seen here during the boat shows.
It's a fun thing to go check out. It's beautiful. There's another headline.
Another headline is the Sandpoint Summerfest. It's the Community Music Festival, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's hosted and it benefits the Eureka Institute. And the proceeds for this event go to the Construction Basics Initiative for Young Adults. And you can get a weekend pass or a one-day pass and food and drink packages and just a whole lineup of music and activities going on. I'm just looking, besides, you know, a gazillion bands, you have Eichhardt's Food and Beer Garden, Kids Parade, Face Painting, Open Mic, Family Camping, Open Air Painting, Yoga and Dance, Hula Hooping, Arts and Crafts, Craft Vendors, Disc Golf Tournament, and the Tim Parnow Memorial Bike Ride. It's got everything going on there. And tickets are available and information at 208-265-4000. Sorry, no pets and no camp stoves. Directions, you go to Highway 95, 5 miles south of Sandpoint, east on Sagal Road, 11 miles to Eureka Center. So that is the Sandpoint Summerfest, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. You can get your tickets. Call 265-4000. And it looks like, according to what you said, the weather is just going to be fabulous.
It is. And that's, you know, it's a little bit out of town. You're back in the woods. A lot of shade. It's going to be a good time to be out there, I think.
Oh, no doubt about it. And there'll be shade there, and I'm sure one can scoot over to the lake. And,
yeah, I think it's pretty close.
Yeah, very close. Mm-hmm. I've driven by it, but it looks like a great facility. The Eureka Institute does a fantastic job on a whole bunch of programs, but they're the major hosts and the benefits for some of their programs for young adults. Can't beat that.
There's more.
Let's do a song. Let's do some music.
No. Good
okay.
Idea.
Do you want to do one? Okay, yeah. I've got queued up the number one song on this date, July 6th, 1967. 50 years ago today, this song by the Association was number one. Let's listen to it.
Right now.
Do you want to? Oh, what was that?
Well, that's our jazz theme song.
No, it wasn't a jazz theme song back in 19... Can you go back to it?
Thanks for listening to the KRFY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of The Morning Show. But feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KRFY providing unique quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show.
That was the number one song on July 6th, 1967, the Association with Windy.
I had no idea what that song was. I always thought that was Wendy. And when you said, I've got Windy queued up, I thought,
well, I know. That's why we had a momentary pause there. But one of the descriptions of the Association is they were an American sunshine pop band, and they had such hits as not only Windy, which was a number one hit, but Cherish, Never My Love, Along Comes Mary. And then there's a little bit of trivia. They were the lead-off band at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival. Hey. And we know about the Monterey Pop Festival.
That's a big deal. They were a pretty good band in their own right, but a brush with major significance.
Jimi Hendrix, Big Brother and Holding Company with Janis Joplin, The Who, the Grateful Dead were there, but they said that they did a crummy performance, and they never want to be reminded of that again. But yes, here is The Summer of Love, and they were the kickoff band at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival.
Huh.
We got some music coming up tonight over at McDuff's Beer Hall. Jake Robin will be performing from 6 to 8. His music has been described as, and I'm reading this, up music for down people. Huh. Could we have down music for up people?
That would be,
wait, don't start saying names, because somebody's going to call in and say, boy, whenever I'm down, I play them, and they just pick me up. So anyway, and Esoteric for Everyone, it's acoustic live performances, a fuse levity with the bittersweet, winning your heart and soothing your soul. Whoa. How can one not go there tonight at Beer Hall, McDuff's Beer Hall with Jake Robin, 6 to 8? And if you don't go, you can always go to the 219 on First Avenue. Tonight they have Spencer from 9 till midnight, one of Sandpoint's budding solo musicians. Well, you could do both of them, because you could go to McDuff's Beer Hall from 6 to 8 and then take an hour to walk over from Cedar Street to First Avenue at the 219 and catch Spencer. That both of these events are tonight, just as the heat of the day is escaping and the coolness of the mountains washing down.
I was just reminded with our Jake Robin commentary there. Did you ever hear that Randy Newman song? Randy Newman and Paul Simon. It's called This Boy's Got the Blues or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes.
Where they both come to mind as artists who, there's more, Jake Robin apparently included, who have sort of an upbeat pop sensibility musically, and they sing occasionally about just terrible things, just depressing, awful songs about, but set to music you can dance to. It's kind of It's a fun tradition, I guess, that Jake Robin counts himself a part of.
As up music for down people, as opposed to.
The Sandpoint Farmers Market is going on, actually, it's going on this weekend, as always, and that's the one that I will continue to mention until October, the Sandpoint Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
And you're getting the early season vegetables coming in, lots of lettuce and arugula and spinach and good stuff, as well as you're still getting plants and beautiful floral bouquets.
Mm-hmm.
But soon the bounty of the county will be coming in. I noticed today that we had some pea pods, and they must have come overnight on the vine, because in this hot weather, each one of our eggplants has a blossom on it. And of course, our garlic that we put in last fall is going to be close to harvesting. So let me tell you, with this hot weather, and you should see, this is moving away from the vegetables because I'm a flower man. Geraniums that I have up front have a gazillion buds on them. They love this warm weather.
Geraniums. Which ones? Those are, I think I can picture those. There's a lot of little petals on those. No.
Geraniums have, it depends what kind you get, but they come in different colors, anywhere from pink to maroon to the traditional is deep red. And they are, in some places, they, like in San Francisco, they're year round. They're a traditional flower. I put them in pots. I bring them in the winter months, and then whatever growth they have in the winter months is really not good growth. But boy, once you bring them out again, I don't think I've purchased a new geranium in the last 4 or 5 years.
Geraniums.
I love them. And they're great. And they have sort of like over in Europe, in the Alpine countries, you think of Switzerland and Germany and Austria, they have them cascading down window boxes. And so you can get like ivy geraniums, I guess, that are just wonderful.
Cool.
I love them.
Cool. It sounds like something I should consider.
Along with huckleberry picking.
Yeah. maybe. Maybe so. Going on this weekend here in Sandpoint, through July 8th, which is Saturday, the Kootenai River Days continues up in Bonner's Ferry. July 4th through the 8th, featuring the Bull Bash, a comedy show at the Kootenai River Inn, a Rotary Wine Walk, street fair, and more. You can find more information on their Facebook page. That's Kootenai River Days continuing through July 8th. Tomorrow, I've got some events tonight. You already mentioned Jake Robin. Did we say Spencer?
And
at
Spencer.
The 219.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, the Paint and Sip party at Uncorked Paint hosts a Paint and Sip party at 6:30 p.m. Hey, look who's here. It's at 6:30 p.m. in the Pottery Bug, 819 Highway 2, Suite 103. Paint a fun lake scene inspired by our own Lake Pendere. It's BYOB, but young adults are also welcome with a parent. RSVP Gina online or call 263-0232. We've got Summer Bash going on in the brewery. Tennis is back at McDuff's Beer Hall, 220 Cedar Street, to help kick off summer. Clear the dance floor for this fun summer bash. It's going to be a lot of fun and sure to rock. That's at McDuff's Beer Hall on Friday, July the 7th. Then coming up on also on the 7th, Friday night, the Sandpoint Sailing Association sponsors a screening of the inspirational documentary Sense the Wind. That's at 7 p.m. tomorrow, the 7th. And I've got something more to say about that, but we can wait for later. Go ahead.
Okay, Jim. Let's wait for later. Let's take a music break and let the dust settle on our guest. Mm-hmm. And on this date in 1965, a very important group formed, and they were so much a part of the San Francisco scene. They were the first band, a San Francisco band, to reach commercial success, and their big record came out in 1967 called Surrealistic Pillow, and it had two major hits on it. And the band, of course, Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love and White Rabbit. So we're going to play Somebody to Love from the Summer of Love. But on this date in 1965, Jefferson Airplane, that would be 52 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you do your fingers. Here's Somebody to Love. This is a throwback. That would be Jefferson Airplane on this date in 1965. They formed, and this was Somebody to Love. They were the headliners, one of the headliners for the three most major important music festivals, Woodstock and Monterey Pop and Altamont.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know they were at Altamont.
Oh, yes. Marty Balin, the lead singer, something was going on in the crowd out there, and he jumps out, and he gets the beat out of him by the by the Hell's Angels, and just not a pleasant scene. But yes, the Airplane were there.
The Jefferson Airplane is one. I mean, of course, they did have their hits, but it's one of those bands that it seems like they were going on in San Francisco, and the Velvet Underground was kind of in New York. These kind of super influential bands that weren't all over the pop charts at the time. But
certainly not the Velvet Underground.
No, I mean,
but those who knew, that was Andy Warhol's house band at the Factory.
Of course, Jefferson Airplane, people know that, like I said, know the hits, but they were doing interesting and inventive things, and making, I mean, they made a bigger splash, I think, than,
They were the first San Francisco band to be commercially successful with, like, Somebody to Love, White Rabbit, but some of their albums, Crown of Creation, After Bathing at Baxter's, Volunteers, just great music, and they broke up in 1972 when Marty Balin went his own way, and then some of the members formed Starship, and then they finally dissolved. And Grace Slick is still out there; she's an artist now, painting, and she does some shows around the country. And just sort of interesting, and how they have gone their own ways. Jorma Kaukonen and Jack Cassidy formed Hot Tuna. Just interesting.
Yeah. Interesting indeed.
And speaking of interesting, do you want to introduce the person in our studio who knocked on our door? And too bad we're not a visual medium.
I know. This is the second time in about a month that Hannah Combs has been rushed down to the studio. Hannah Combs is the arts administrator at POAC, the Pondere Arts Council. And welcome again to the KRFY studio, Hannah.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
The Arts and Crafts Fair is the number one topic here on the agenda, but there's a lot going on. Art Walk continues. Is that... Art Walk goes on all summer long? Is that right?
Yes, pretty much? It runs through September 7th, so there's still plenty of time to... get your passports filled out by visiting 10 of our locations and getting your passport stamped at each of those. You can drop those off at the POAC office.
Which is where?
It's at 302 North 1st Avenue.
Just north of the Panada Theater.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Yeah, and if you pick up a passport at any of the Art Walk locations, get that stamped by 10 venues and drop it back off at the POAC office, we will enter you in a drawing to win season passes to our performing arts series.
That is great. Now, can one go to the POAC office and get a map of the different businesses?
You sure can. We also have maps distributed all over town. They have a beautiful painting by Tom Kramer and Robbins Napolitan on the front. So it's bright and colorful. You can't miss it.
Well, if I can say something about Art Walk, I've said it in years past, and I'll say it again, that it's sort of semi-overwhelming to go to all of the businesses. And I think it's great that the businesses support the local arts community. But to do that at one time, so what I do is on lunch breaks, I'll go to two or three here one day, two or three another day, and spread it out because it's not a track meet, is it?
It is not. And that's a great way to do it because this year, especially, it's our 40th anniversary for the Art Walk event. Our goal, our kind of ambitious goal, was to get 40 venues. We wound up having 42. So it's way more than you can do in a day. But they are all worth seeing. And so take a few lunch breaks and get to
wear sensible shoes. Now, is there going to be a later on? I know that you had the kickoff and there were goodies in different places, snack items. There usually is a second one, isn't there?
I think that was discontinued about 5 years ago. It's just
shows you
a
how
lot
current
of work.
I am.
For our volunteers. So maybe someday if we get a bigger league of volunteers, we might be able to bring that back. But for right now, it's just the first reception that we had on June 16th. Some of the venues may be doing special events throughout
sure.
the summer.
And the end date is?
September 7th.
Okay. Get those passports filled out.
KRFY is, of course, the right in the center of everything that ever happens in this town. I think our studios, it's the epicenter. How far from here is the furthest Art Walk destination?
The furthest ones would be toward the south side of town. We have Loaf and Ladle, Bazaar Bazaar, and Evans Brothers are probably the furthest from here.
Wow. And so all 42 are,
right in the downtown core.
Wow.
Just right next to each other.
That's pretty cool.
On First and Cedar, we have over half of them. So,
I attended the opening on a Friday, the opening evening of it, and it's a tremendous social event.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest if you have friends you haven't seen in a while, call them up and say, "Hey, let's do some art." And you talk along the way. You stop in, and when you do stop into the different businesses, thank them. For letting the artists use their walls and things like that, because oftentimes we forget that that it's the generosity of the businesses as well.
Absolutely. And the businesses do help our volunteers with hanging the artwork, with working with the artists to handle sales. So they do a lot of work for the artists throughout the summer. So, yeah.
Some are rather humorous. If you go to the Zany Zebra one, do you want to tell about that
sure.
one?
Sure. There is a wonderful project that was started by the art club at Sandpoint High School. They are working with another organization. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but you can go into Zany Zebra and there's information on the wall about both organizations.
Yes.
They decided to bedazzle some bras to sell in support of cancer research. So all of the bras, if they are sold, the money goes straight to cancer research, and they are just such a hoot. They have gone in every direction. There's one covered in puzzle pieces, a bunch covered in feathers, and you
they're
name
non-wearable,
it.
I assume, correct?
Well, we might see if a couple of them show up at the Follies next year. You never know.
They are absolutely, and then when I read that the proceeds on the sale of them go towards cancer, breast cancer, I just thought, wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great group of people, students, teachers who've put it together.
Coming together on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm. So we don't, it is not all paintings hanging on the wall, I guess. Do you have any favorites? Well, how can I ask that question?
She has 42 favorites.
Are there any others? Any others that stand out as unusual art pieces of art or things that maybe people haven't seen the likes of before?
Yeah. One thing I would always recommend is going through the Galaxy Gallery, which is the alley between 1st and 2nd Avenues, between Oak and Cedar?
Yeah.
Yes. This
it's like
year,
the only alley in town.
The only alley, yeah.
And that's right.
It is constantly being updated and new pieces are being made for that alley. It's beautiful. It's run by the Sandpoint Arts Commission. This year we worked with the Forest Bird Charter School students. They were doing a really cool project that involved them getting out in the community and volunteering to create or help out an organization. And so the art class worked with POAC and they designed a beautiful mural that's at the south end of the alley now. It's definitely galaxy themed, but there are also some marine animals in there, which cool. is really cool.
How much of the alley has murals on it?
When I walk down it, it looks like it's all covered.
And will any of them be covered over with the new?
As the years go by, think that's the idea. Yeah. Okay. There are still a few spots that are a little undeveloped, so those are usually the targets for the next projects.
Where did the idea come from to put murals on the, because that is just a great alley. Every time I walked by it, back before they had the murals, I thought, this would be a great one for like a car chasing a pedestrian down like in a movie. You know, they turn down, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, you'd have to ask Carol Diener, who's the president of the Sandpoint Arts Commission, for the whole story. But my understanding is that it was a project between them and the city to give some of the artists in town who were inclined to do wall paintings a place where they could do that is approved by the city as a beautiful art space, so that we aren't using other walls in town to make graffiti or mm-hmm. that kind of thing. It's mm-hmm. a space that's reserved for them. But they do have to go through a really nice process of talking to the Sandpoint Arts Commission about their plans, doing sketches. It's very mm-hmm. professional.
Oh, it's a great wander.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. I kind of saw it in progress. I guess just what must have been the last month of school. I didn't know which school it was, but you could tell it was a, mm-hmm. it seemed like an organized group.
Yeah.
I almost ran down there with like my broom and said, get out of here, you kids. This is a, but I didn't. Yeah.
It was really, I loved working with Holly Walker, their teacher, to see that project develop, because they had a very thorough curriculum and had to learn how to relate their project to all the different topics that they discuss in school. So they were I think they were talking about like the chemical makeup of the paint, the weathering, kind of talking about the scientific process of how the paint goes on the walls and how to preserve it, that kind of thing, relating it to math and how they set up, how they expanded the scale of their sketches. So it was a really academic process.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. You are listening to KRFY. This is The Morning Show with Jack and Jim, and we are here with Hannah Combs, the arts administrator from POAC, on a beautiful and warm July 6th here in downtown Sandpoint, with not a cloud to be seen through our skylight.
Through our little skylight. Mm-hmm. And in about a month, a little over a month, on the 12th and 13th, or 13th and 14th, it's a Saturday, Sunday, isn't
12th
it?
12th and 13th, yes.
Okay, no, let's see. Yes, yes. August 12th is a Saturday, August 13th is a Sunday, is going to occur.
The Arts and Crafts Fair, and it is our 45th, it is our 45th anniversary. So if you have not made it to the Arts and Crafts Fair in the last 45 years, this is your chance to see it in all of its glory. We will have about 100 artist vendors who come from all over the country. I think our furthest one this year is from Kansas. So all over the western states, artists come up to sell their goods, and we have such a variety from furniture to wind chimes to glass ornaments to paintings, and just a huge variety of all kinds of things. We do provide a map so that when you come down and visit the Arts and Crafts Fair, you get a list of all of the vendors and where they are. So if you're looking for something special, you can have an easy time finding it. But it's also great just to wander around and meet the artists and see what's new and what's old.
And this is at?
It's at City Beach.
And the hours?
This year, we are actually changing the hours based on some of the feedback we got from our guests and our vendors from last year. So we're going to move it a little earlier so we aren't quite in the full heat of the day. So this year, both on Saturday and Sunday, the hours will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, great. Great. That's mm-hmm. Now, I do know that in years past, like many events here in Sandpoint, volunteers are the lifeblood. Of the event.
They are. Yeah. For the Arts and Crafts Fair, we need about 50 volunteers to pull to pull the whole thing off. And we have a huge variety of opportunities for volunteers. So whatever you're comfortable with, we have a job for you.
And if one is interested in volunteering, either both days or one day or part of a day, mm-hmm. how does one go about saying, hey, pick me?
Yeah, please give us a call. Our number at the POAC office is 208-263-6139. You can also stop by the office, which is at 302 North 1st Avenue, which is just north of the Panada Theater. Or shoot us an email at poactivities@gmail.com. However you're able to get in touch with us, we would love to have you volunteer for this great community event.
And when you pick up your map of Art Walk, you can say, hey, I'll volunteer. So you can combine both events.
Yes,
and,
please do.
Now, do you have entertainers lined up? I do know that there was a stage.
Yes, we have a stage. We have live music and entertainment all day. We are still working on the official lineup, so I can't tell you who's going to be there yet, except for our ever popular belly dancers. They will be making a return visit.
I heard a rumor that Adele is coming.
Adele, we're working on it.
Okay, you know, okay.
Talking to her manager.
And will you have face painting?
Yes, face painting is always a favorite in our children's booth. That is for kids 12 and under. And for $5, they can spend as much time as they want in the children's booth getting their faces painted. We're going to have a little woodworking project this year and a whole bunch of other fun activities for the kids.
The Arts and Crafts Fair, this is the 45th year. Mm-hmm. This is your, what, third year? Second?
This is my second year.
Second year as the...
You've missed 43 of them?
Yeah.
No, my bad.
Okay, so last year was your first.
It was.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So we said the one big change is you moved it a little earlier in the day. Probably smart.
Yeah.
Anything else? Did you learn anything else last year during your first... time out? Anything surprise you?
Well, I learned everything last year. it's a bigger event than it looks on paper. In the months leading up to it, we're looking at maps and, you know, filing information. But once you get down to the beach to start setting up on Friday, you realize this is a huge event. We bring so many people in, and just the fact that the logistics work for it is really amazing. So that by the time that the public is able to come and enjoy it, it's, you know, really straightforward and easy for them to navigate. But there is a lot of work that goes into it. We have a committee working all year on this project, and it takes a lot of volunteers to make it happen.
Well, with that many artists and craftspeople putting up their little displays and the awnings and everything, that takes a lot of coordination and logistics about, okay, you're on site number 12 and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That you need a lot of people, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a crew that goes out early in the morning Friday and stakes all of the booths out.
The locations,
they map it all out, and that is what the success of the rest of the event is based upon.
It hinges upon it. And that phone number once more for a volunteer or information.
Yeah, it's 208-263-6139. Please give us a call.
And this is the Crafts Fair, August 12th and 13th down at City Beach, hosted by POAC. And if you haven't been down there before, this is a great family event. Kids can run around. There's a children's area. There's music. There's food. Mm-hmm. And bring grandma and grandpa, your aunts and uncles, and just everybody go down and see the wonderful artwork and crafts that people have on display. Yeah. It's for sale. Wonderful.
I should mention the only family member you aren't allowed to bring is your dog. All year, City Beach has a no dog regulation, and we just want to emphasize that that does still hold for the Arts and Crafts Fair. So leave your furry friends at home, but bring your family and enjoy the weekend.
You are listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is The Morning Show with Jack and Jim and Hannah Combs.
And anything else in Conclusion, Hannah, we want to thank you for stopping by. We've talked about Art Walk that goes until
September 7th.
And then we have the Crafts Fair and Festival August 12th and 13th. It's during the second week. Also going on is the second week of the festival at Sandpoint. But this is just a great opportunity. And if the weather, knock on wood, is nice, go down and see it. Looking for volunteers. Stop by the office at
302 North 1st Avenue.
And Hannah, you have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And as Hannah walks out, we're going to play a song by a group that will be at the Panada Theater this Saturday, the Cowboy Junkies. And if you're interested in tickets, go to the Panada's website. We've queued up a song, one of my favorites. You know how we talked about last week, Jack, when you went to Paul Simon, how you hope that they play a song, and you know it's just not for. I'm working the event on Saturday, and for me, the song is "Sun Comes Up." It's Tuesday morning, and what I like about that song, if you're not familiar with it, the singer gets up out of bed, and the sun's in her eyes, and she realizes, my relationship is over with. We broke up the day before. So that's why you didn't shut the blinds. And she goes through her day. I want to pick up the phone to call you. And then the song ends with, you know, it's sort of nice to have that extra foot of room in the bed. So this is the Cowboy Junkies. They're going to be in concert here at the Panada Theater on this Saturday, July 8th. And here they are with Sun Comes Up. It's Tuesday morning. Margo Timmons on lead vocals.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
That was Sun Comes Up. It's Tuesday morning. The Cowboy Junkies in concert at the Panada Theater this Saturday, July 8th. Make sure that you get your tickets. I don't know how the ticket sales are going, but I heard that they are going quite well. You might want to go online to panada.org and get the ticket info for the times and everything.
It's nice to see the Panada. Well, it's such a cool venue. It's nice to see the Panada every once in a while get a big act like the Cowboy Junkies, a familiar act.
The Panada Theater across the board is just a great venue for so many different things. But I agree with you. To see them, to you know, they have their wonderful movies and plays and other events. But to get somebody to fill it, like the Viggo Mortensen in January, it's just exciting to have it full. It should be full every night.
Yeah,
I'm sure that the executive director doesn't want to hear that it'd be full every night, because that's a lot of work goes into that. But I'm happy for them that this Saturday it'll be a big event. Bigly. It'll be a bigly event.
Oh, Jim, Sandpoint Beer Fest is going on this Saturday as well. I already mentioned it briefly, but I will say again that it is held from noon to 5 p.m. Trinity at City Beach. We know where that is. Right down at City Beach, more than 32 beers and 4 ciders on tap under two large tents. Plus, there will be live music on the Laughing Dog Brewing stage with Tennis performing from noon to 2 p.m. and the Hopheads featuring Megan Turner from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Food from Trinity available for purchase. Children allowed with parent or guardian. 21 and over is recommended. You can call 263-2161, sponsored by the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce and Evans Brothers Coffee. That's 263-2161 for more information about that. Also going on this Saturday, right after the Beer Fest closes, it's Shangri-La at the Lake, Underground Kindness's 5th annual fundraiser. Shangri-La at the lake.
Ooh.
5:30 p.m. till
9:30 p.m. I like that.
That's a, it's a term that doesn't get used enough. Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
One of those kind of, you used to hear about that sometimes, and it kind of went the way of the dodo, but it's they're bringing it back.
I like that. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Also, I think of a leader of the pack with the Shangri-Las. Uh-huh. You know, I'm sure Jerry Warren of the 60s, 60s music would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Enjoy live music, dinner, and dancing on the shores of Lake Pendere. It's all in support of Underground Kindness, who themselves support programs in the public schools and the Juvenile Justice Center and the After School Project. In the 2016 to 2017 school year, Underground Kindness presented more than 400 classes. All are welcome for this fun, family-friendly evening. That's undergroundkindness.org or call 255-8082 to go to Shangri-La on the lake.
Shangri-La.
Yeah. Oh, there's a live music at the Beer Hall with the Riff Hangers from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday. The Full Moon and Hors d'oeuvres cruise. Enjoy a variety of hors d'oeuvres while cruising through Eagle Territory during a two-hour boat ride on the Shaunadies, departing from Sandpoint City Beach. LakePendereCruises.com or call 255-5253. Live music at the 219 on Saturday night from 9 p.m. to midnight with the Flying Mammals up from Coeur d'Alene, Inland Northwest alt-rock band with high-energy performances and melodic songs reflecting funk, folk, and symphonic rock influences. It's JC's race this weekend, too. Now, you're right. I see what you're doing there, Jim. JC's race this weekend, I should mention, a competitive 5K race for runners and walkers and a 1K fun run for kids. Proceeds benefit local children with cancer or life-threatening illnesses. You can click on jcsrace.com. Both events are held at Sandpoint High School. The 5K race begins at 8:30 a.m. and the 1K run-walk begins at 9:15 a.m.
And if I'm not mistaken, you have an interview tomorrow, don't you?
That's correct. Tomorrow morning, tune in at this time, well, actually at 8 o'clock at the same time. As always, I'll be in the studio with Christine Knowlton, who is the director of the Sense the Wind documentary, which is coming to the Panada Theater tomorrow night. It's the journey of four blind sailors as they train and compete in national and international regattas. That's blind sailors. There's no term blind sailors. It's that means that these are people without sight who crew a boat. And it is a fascinating story that I'm interested to ask her about. So,
and that's tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock here on 88.5 KRFY. And we're heading into the 9 o'clock hour. This is Jim and Jack, and we want to thank you for tuning in. And I think we have Bird Note queued up.
Correct.
Oh, I mean, and have a great day. Stay cool. If you have pets, make sure that they are cool as well. But let your garden get all the sun in the world.